Is everybody all right temperature wise?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice song.
That's a nice song.
Let me turn this back on. It played out, my bad. I had to ask you something too here. And what do you want the song instrumental to go from the beginning?
Yeah.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's AK, AKA Curious George.
What's up, everybody? I'm Queen Rose.
And tonight we have with us our wonderful guest, Brianna Saquon. We're going to be getting into the death of Cicely Tyson, Black History Month, and your favorite Black entertainer of all time.
So you guys know it is officially Black History Month, and it's kind of like considered what the shortest month of the year. But it's okay because we do that all the time, 365, so we live it, we breathe it, so it's nothing new to us. We just want to introduce to you guys our, I guess, introduce into our world and how we live our Black lives. And so definitely this week, I'm happy that it is. We are celebrating losing Cicely Tyson because she definitely did make a mark in my world because I'm a huge fan of movies and TV shows. And honestly, she lived a whole life. Like, she lived almost to be, what, 100? Like, that's a long time. So she got to see a lot. So I'm happy that I was a part of her era.
Right. So, Bree, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is Brianna Saquon. I am an up-and-coming artist, rap artist. Remember the name.
remember. Go ahead and follow her right now.
Yes, follow me on Instagram at Brianna Saquon, BrianaSaquan. Brianna Saquon on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything. Find me.
Okay, we'll see you guys right after the break on the Slow Bar, BFAM 109.6.
We had a whole group chat about it.
That's good.
We're on break, right?
Not from video, only from radio.
Oh.
You came in here late, so that was one of the things I ordered. Okay. Video's always on. The most people are talking to on the radio.
Okay.
By the way, we gained another country, so we're now at 954,000 listeners in 30 countries.
Woohoo! That is a great thing.
Arab immigrants. Arab.
UAE.
You might know.
Yeah, United Arab.
Yeah. United Arab Nations. Why is it AE though?
It's Emirate.
Emirate? What does that mean?
It's just the name. It's just the name of their country.
Okay. So, yeah, they joined us this month, so that's cool. We're in 30 countries now. So am I coming back into that song too? I knew something was missing.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back into the same song.
Wait, what song did you do?
Yeah, because that was the song that was supposed to play first to come back. The Black History.
Which one? That's the one that came in originally.
Yeah. Mood?
Yeah.
That's supposed to come into this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
All right. So you didn't have an out song. Yeah. All right, I got you. I knew something was missing.
Yeah, that was missing.
It's all right. Hey, first show.
All right,
so we're going to move the mood song back in the end. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. 20 seconds.
This is 63.
Welcome. Hey y'all, welcome back to the Slow Burn. On BFAM 109.6. I am your host, Queen Ro.
And I am Curious George.
And I am Brianna Saquon.
And she's our special guest today. Can't wait till you guys see what she has in store.
Big shit.
Right now, guys, like we stated earlier, it is Black History Month. 365, we live it and breathe it. But once again, we did lose another queen and a legend, Cicely Tyson. We're going to get to her. But before we get to her, I did post a video in our group earlier this week, if you guys are in the group, and one of my favorite artists is Beyonce. So to me, everything she does is legendary because I've seen her grow up. Like, she's not that much older than I am, but it's like, hey, she can do it. I can do it. Like, that's how it has been for me. Even though I don't want to, I never thought to be an entertainer that large of a scale, but it's like, okay, sis from Texas, she's popping. I love it. That's just like motivation because I know that she actually hood at home, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's a hood person, so it's like, okay, she rocked it out. But the video I posted was her coach at Coachella, and to me, that was amazing.
Lamar?
No, I posted that one too. But the one with her at Coachella when she did with the band, had like all the major
reds.
Yes,
bro, I watched that so many times.
Her productions are
I used to work out to that.
Yes,
that's motivation.
It is motivation because yeah. She just remember, guys, she just popped what twins out at the time when she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Body was actually better than when before after she had the babies, and she came back and was like, yeah, I'm ready. Y'all see me, I do this. She put the work in, so it's like. Like he was saying, her productions are
amazing.
Extraordinary. Like, extraordinary.
Her team is amazing. She's amazing.
It's on the level of Michael Jackson, Tina Turner. Like, she's up there. So, when I think of people being on a production level and with the work you put in, like the things like Michael Jackson did, he actually took the time to, like, work with his dancers.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was backstage with them, letting him know that he's human. Like, I respect you. You with me. Yeah. And that's how humble you have to be when you're in entertainment. Like, when you're working with people on the daily, they're not just your workers. They're your family. So you should treat them as such.
These people every day. And she's very humble.
She is. Like,
she talk her shit, but she's very humble.
That's
she
good.
Right
I think
right
I said that's
the
good.
Right
thank you. Right. She put the work in since she was, like, what, 8, 9, 10? Forget the age, but you guys know. So last week, J. Cole celebrated a birthday, and I'm a super J. Cole fan, and I do believe he turned 36. And I wanted to ask you guys, what was your favorite album or favorite just lyric or song period from J. Cole?
Brianna, you know? No.
I got a few.
Sorry, okay, so I'm not really a huge J. Cole fan, but my favorite song is probably something so cliche. It's, how it go? Dang, how it go? The story about him in the classroom with the girl.
What?
I don't
know.
Wet Dreams?
Yes,
how it starts. How it
Wet Dreams.
Can
we play that?
Yes, because
we'll play a little snippet for you. You just want to hear him say the story.
I know how it starts.
That's right. What's that? Speaking of that, that's my favorite album, 14440 Drive is my favorite album from J. Cole. So with her saying that, I already knew the song she was talking about because I played that over and over.
Let's listen to that.
Happy birthday, J. Cole.
Happy birthday.
One day you're going to be watching. I know. Because he humbled too, y'all. Have y'all seen that? Like, it's a video on Facebook of him talking to this lady like a good 15 minutes, like after work.
No.
And she was just talking to him. He was like, ma'am, how you doing? And he was like, my name's Jermaine. He never introduced himself as J. Cole. Well, he did at the end. And she was like, going to work. And after work, and she was like, y'all work 3 jobs, take care of my boys. And he was like, y'all want me to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, good song. This is my favorite song.
Yep.
This is a nice song.
It is a nice song.
It's a very nice
song. Nice little nasty song.
A little vibe.
That's what I call that. But he, pretty much, I'm a super fan of him because he's humble. He's on his spiritual journey, and I relate to that. And that, like she said, on that one of my favorite songs on the album, and also one of my favorite songs on there is Apparently and Love Yours. So those songs are mine. What you guys in
back. Okay, cool. Well, since we're talking about favorite performers and entertainers, you know, Beyonce is, you know, definitely in my top.
She's in your top.
She's in the top.
Okay.
But I love me some Michael. So
it's
my favorite.
World. I don't care if you birthed through the greatest. Nobody's better than Michael. I agree with you.
Always gonna be my favorite.
All around.
Now, my favorite musician, I mean, everybody know I'm low-key a Barb, so.
Oh, yeah.
Who ain't gotta, you know.
Definitely. I agree with you there.
You have any favorite, like, musicians or anything?
Of course. My favorite musician of all time is Rihanna.
Woo!
She is my favorite person, my favorite musician. I love her and I've always loved her. She's my best friend in my head, and I know that if we meet she will want to be my friend. I know deep down in my heart. So Rihanna, if you see this one day or if you listen one day, we're gonna be best friends.
I think that's one concert I need to be at. Like when COVID is over. Ooh. And she decides she wanted to do like a. I don't need her to drop no more album.
You think she's going to come back with music? Like,
I don't care if she's doing
it. At first I thought she was, but now I don't even know what she's doing. But you know, whatever suits her, that's fine. Just don't play with our emotions and act like you're in the studio and you're about to be coming out with some music and then you drop another lingerie piece. Like, no.
I think it's just working. I think she's gonna surprise us.
I mean, I know she's gonna surprise us, but I would rather her just, you know, chill out. Like, she was doing a lot of teasing maybe like a year or so ago.
She's been posting a lot of pictures, you know, just chilling. Her and her Savage Fenty is real big, like huge. She has tons of ambassadors. Like,
what's
the girl from Black Panther and the Fed? How do you say her name?
I
love her. Like, she is always.
She's
an ambassador.
Yeah.
She's always.
We haven't had some baddies over there with her.
No, yeah.
She really do. Does. Like,
those pieces are so cute.
They are. She has the right women to represent her brand.
Look, if I like women, I'd be ripping this shit up.
They always sold out.
I
agree with you guys 100% when it comes to Rihanna. I'm sorry, I think looking on the wrong side of things.
Yes, my name. So yeah, well, anything else from you, Ro, that you would like to let us know for Black History Month?
Oh,
And by the way, Cicely Tyson was 96 when she
lived. Yeah.
She did live a really great life.
When you think about her career, she stuck to one thing.
Did you see the story about how she gave the young lady who did the speech at the
inauguration?
Mm-hmm. Did you see how she gave her
condolences,
but you know, her blessing and everything for her.
It was amazing. In that moment, as that young girl, to now know that she's gone, and that was my last moment,
You know, bless you in that way,
right.
With those words and kind words and everything. She's a smart woman. She's been here for 96 years.
She's seen a freaking lot. Like, I'm tripping about the 32 years I've been here, but 96, she's lived in the time. Wasn't she in the movie Roots? She was in the movie Roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's been in so many historical moments, and then it's like to me, honestly, my favorite role was How to Get Away with Murder when she was her mom. I love that role.
Yes, oh my god, her roles are always so serious. Like, she's so serious. She's such a serious actress, and I love that. She's very passionate about her craft, and when she was on How to Get Away with Murder. And she did the thing that she did when the man did what he did to Annalise. I was like,
look. My baby. That's all. That's all mama's nature. And
I probably watch How to Get Away with Murder alone just to see her ass.
Yes. And she barely had, she had like little parts at the end of when How to Get Away was wrapping up. Mm-hmm. But the parts when she came through, she still was like, we missed you on screen. Like, she's everybody's grandma. Like, that's how it was now. Like, oh. Like, I'm still thinking about that. And also, I'm still tripping about Chadwick Boseman. Still can't believe he's gone. But we've lost a lot of people. Matter of fact, Screech just died. I know, but I'm just saying the people off the top of my head. But it's just like, we lost a lot of people.
We have lost a lot of people.
Are y'all going to talk about Silent Hill? Silent Hill.
Yes!
That is a media moment that you want
to talk about. Okay, we can leave it because we're about to, we're going to wrap it up or talk about it for a little bit, because I think all the kids were inspired by
the Nene, and he's turned into a killer.
I'm sorry, I think it's social media is ridiculous.
Social media be on it. Because I think I know the whole you're talking about. But I don't know what to say to that. Like, is it true? What y'all feel about it? Like,
I
didn't even read the story.
I didn't really read about it either. I just saw that
His cousin.
Your cousin. Is it that deep? You gotta kill your cousin?
I guess so. It don't matter. Anywho. Guys, you guys stay tuned. It is the slow line. 2 minutes.
Sorry. My favorite performer, I didn't get to say that. Love Rihanna. She's my favorite artist and my favorite person of all time. However, my favorite performer would be Beyonce as well. I think she is an amazing performer. Her stamina is
really
beyond. Like, who have to prepare? You have to build that stamina.
I walk upstairs and
I'm
tired.
I wake up and I'm tired. Yes.
To perform a whole hour long segment is a lot. Because most of artists do not do hour anything. It's just like 20, 30 minutes. You get that. And I'm not even standing up.
The little segment with the MTV Awards and the BET Awards.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
Yeah. Like, another, oh well. I'm a Chris Brown fan, so I forgot to say that. Like, I love Chris Brown, too, even though I love Rihanna, it's kind of, but they were best friends at one point in time, so I love that. So. But because of the hard work, and I've seen that within him, and I love the fact, I've been to a majority of his concerts, and he is actually a performer, so I love that about him as well. And my favorite actor? I don't know. See you guys when we come back on the Slow Burn on BFAM 109.6.
All right.
We saw him next door.
Oh, we on Thug?
Little baby.
I don't know people, y'all. I know people, but I don't know people.
Little baby was at the Roxy next door.
He fell in.
That was experience.
But he had an event or he just come?
Concert.
Concert.
Yeah, back when the Braves were here still.
That's one thing I miss.
Oh, baseball. You have no idea. That's from me. That's to her. You're a BFAM artist, so if you want to be a BFAM artist, you know. Eventually, I'm going to put all my artists on that stage next door when it opens back up. So.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
Yeah, so we are looking for artists. I have 23 artists and only 3 are girls.
Oh, Spirit.
Spirit's one of them already. Spirit's killing it right now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she is.
She just turned in 3 or 4 more tracks to me the other day. Man, I'm telling you right now. And the guy that's making the beats for her, genius. So what do you think?
It's delicious. It's definitely delicious. It's fucking delicious.
Awesome, that's what I wanted to hear. All right, so is this where I'm coming in with the beat instrumental?
Yeah.
No.
You're going to come back in with that same song, I guess, and then...
Same song as the song. Gotcha.
See, it says...
I got you. Next week, in song, out song.
Got
every second, we're good. And then I guess you're going to tell me when to play that one? I haven't loaded yet. Anything acoustically you need changed through the soundboard?
No, I'm a rip this shit.
I was expecting that. Who's coming in? Who's coming in?
Oh.
Which one of you is? You have a pen.
All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Slow Burn on BFAM 109.6. All right, today we are kicking off our 60-second cypher with our special guest, Brianna Saquon. You want to tell us a little about yourself, what you got going on, what you got coming up?
Well, again, my name is Brianna Saquon, BRIAUNASAQUAN, if anybody did not get that earlier, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything. I am an up-and-coming artist. Pretty much, I have an EP that I did a few years back, but I am out and I'm trying to put something out new for you guys, so... Hopefully by the end of this year, I'll have a mixtape for y'all. And I think that y'all would really be shocked, surprised, love it, everything.
I love your stuff already. I'm not gonna lie. Your freestyles are everything.
Definitely a fan. Thank you. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I was procrastinating. Can I curse?
Yes. Aren't you about to rap?
Yeah, I was about to say, okay. I'm going to edit your rap. I want to see that. I was procrastinating, so I have wrote this shit today. So I'm going to give y'all, I don't like coming with something old, like, or something that even if I haven't used it before, that's just not what I do. So I wrote this specially for you.
All right, well, let me get your 60 seconds ready, homie. All right. All right.
Look at myself up in the mirror, how I'ma write my wrongs. Feel it's easier trying to write a song. My day one's been acting funny, they gon' fuck with me until I'm on. All up my ass, nigga, like a thong. I've been grinding, got them niggas asking who that. pull up with that new pack, been shining every day. I feel like Stella got her blue back. I ain't worried about no naysay. They love me like it's payday. No bitch fitting that five, they think it's war. They hollin' mayday, and they say that shit like 3 times. Your face party get denied. Producers trying to fuck, they mad cause they don't get no reply. My own granny, she don't fuck with me. With cousins looking up to me. Any bitch that's pressed, that's all you ever be. What's up with me? Woke this shit right, watch the clock. I'm trying to make it, and I know this shit ain't giving, so I know I gotta take it. I ain't never been no fake bitch. I stand on what I say, bitch. Before you check a bitch, you better check that hoe you lay with, cause these niggas will do you dirty. Don't date them till you 30. I need an airy Linux brown skin, and she curvy. Sing to me just like a birdie. I'm riding in that swervy. I'm a cockroach to these niggas like my name, John Murphy, bitch. Sorry about the cursing.
No, apologies. I'm just like, you just look like you know me.
No,
you're angelic.
You are angelic. Angelic.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, like the beef like, come out. Like, yes. I love it.
So, like, why did you want to start rapping? Like, what made you want to start rapping?
Well, I love music. Like, if you follow me on anything, you can see I'm always dancing or just listening to music. That's what I do. That's always what I've done growing up. And it's crazy because even in my baby book, my mom had, I found it and I seen in there, she wrote, like, she stands in front of the TV and dances to BT, like, all day. And so I'm like, yeah, like, that shit was meant to be, but I can't sing, so that's the thing. Like, you know, I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be in Destiny Child. I thought since they got rid of the two girls that they was going to eventually meet somebody else again. Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna prepare myself. So when I get older, they'll recruit me. But then they broke up, so I was like, and then I can't sing, so I was like. But I used to write poetry, so you know, it kind of go hand in hand a little bit. Well, it actually goes hand in hand a lot. You just add music to what you wrote. And one day I had just wrote like a song, and then I sent it to my friends, and it wasn't that good. I'm not gonna lie, it was like a freestyle, and it was not that good, but it was okay. And I knew I had potential. I was like, you know what? I can do this shit. It was good compared to what I hear. It wasn't good for me, like, compared to what I can do now. Of course, I became more skillful. But looking back, it was not the best material. And I just kept practicing. I just kept writing. And I would tell my friends, like, you know, I'm about to start rapping. And it was like, oh, what? And I'm like, yeah. Because I used to model. That's how I met AK.
That's how we met.
So they're like, what? What? You know. And then I had told these other girls, I'm like, I'm gonna start rapping. They're like, what you gonna rap about? I'm like, damn. Like,
you told everything. Me too. I don't know if you remember, but you told me too. We were sitting in Atlanta Commons. I don't know where we were, but you told me you wanted to be a rapper. I was like, okay, cool. You know, I wasn't like, oh shit, we're about to be a rapper. I don't know what the fuck is about.
Listen, like, I feel a lot of people was like that. A lot of people was like that. Yeah. But it's okay, because I know myself. So yeah. I know I'm not gonna do nothing that's gonna get me like laughed at her.
Yeah. Like, hell yeah. Okay. So, like, when did you actually start writing poetry? Like, since you haven't been writing since you were younger, or you just
I had started writing in middle school. I had a little boyfriend, so I used to write him poems, and I thought it was so cute. And that's just when I started, and they were actually really good. They were really good. Mm-hmm. They were really deep.
Okay.
For a middle schooler.
For a middle schooler.
Hey, did you keep a copy of yourself?
No, I gave them all to him. Yeah. I had a book. I used to have a book. I know. I didn't think that.
I know.
It's okay. We didn't think about all
that.
Things.
It was just a little moment. You weren't really writing it. Just keep it. You
was
like, I like him.
Oh, wait.
And have butterflies.
I actually did a math rap in high school. Listen, let me tell you. real quick. So, my teacher, right, I was horrible at math. I still am. Using my calculator for everything. So, he had, like,
Okay.
He had, huh?
guys in your math if you want to
hear that.
Oh, do you remember it? Hey.
Do I remember? I remember like the first couple lines, but play Itty Bitty Piggy, the beat.
Okay, that might remember the whole song.
Play that I don't, because it got math shit in there, and I had to read the shit while I was writing the rap. He liked it so much he invited me to the MASH Super Bowl, and I got to get out of class to perform at halftime, so I just wanted to say that. So I guess from then on, I guess I was destined to just go on. Yeah. I got you out of
You ready?
Yeah, it's only gonna be like a couple months. Yo, I was in the class doing math, looking at my test, hoping I was going past. Listen, I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the class. Excuse me, honey, but nobody from my. And then it was some math shit. It was some math shit that I don't know. But I did the whole song. I did everything. I even did Nicki Minaj's ad libs at the end.
Damn. Do you have a video of this somewhere?
I'm sure I can. You know what? I'm gonna see like if somebody from my high school may have had it, cause it was like a whole soup. Like he did it big. Like he got everybody excited to do math.
What was that, a math competition?
It was just in his class. Like it was just
were
a
you
teacher.
Were you performing halftime at?
Yeah, in the math competition.
Oh, just in the class. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
It was his Super Bowl. Okay. So he had teams that would like team up to do problems, and then you would advance. My team lost, of course. I had a Hispanic boy. He was really, really smart. And I picked him on purpose because I knew I wasn't gonna make it far from us.
Yeah, and, no.
But listen,
pretty girl that be out here scheming too.
Listen, but no, we were a perfect team. But we were perfect though because he knew everything. And then the one problem, like every now and then, he wouldn't know like one problem. I would happen to know that shit. I'm like, bruh, you don't know this shit?
So you picked the wrong partner.
Not pick the right part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
got
me.
You knew the shit that you didn't know.
Yeah. He got me far. We didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but we made it to the playoffs. So that's good.
That was far enough.
Because I wouldn't have made it to the first game.
On the bench.
No.
Math, I was always great at math. Though.
Really? Yeah. See, I was good at
math. I hated it.
I had great.
So I didn't try that hard.
I hate people like that. Because I used to be trying real hard. I used to try to undo their problems and shit.
I'm good at it, but I hate it.
I think my senior teacher, he passed like the whole class because we were just terrorizing him. So he was just like, y'all gotta go. Like, I don't want to see y'all no more. We used to steal the test.
Not steal the test.
Yeah. I had to pass. Who was a hoodlum? Girl had to pass.
No.
If that is hoodlum activity,
okay.
Then
no.
I guess I'm
not going to be able to do it. Like,
who?
The test.
No, you got to trick them. You got to have a plan. No. That is smart activity because you have to have a plan.
Smart.
You got to learn how to
do that.
You got to have somebody go in there and get it.
Speaking of, no, actually, it's your moment. I'm sorry.
Listen. This is how you steal a test. Bro, how much time we got?
Kids, pay attention.
This is how you steal a test.
Because I just cheat.
All right. Oh, we do that too. But it's easier to steal a test and give it to the smart person. Let them take the test.
What?
They're going to be, it's good for
so
them
you get
too
it
because.
Offline. Now they know. Probably.
No. Well, it's people in school. It's kids going to. Listen, kids, listen to me. Listen to me because I done did it multiple times. You can cheat too, but sometimes that shit is too stressful. That shit too stressful. You gotta worry about. Yes, you gotta worry about getting caught. No. So steal the test. You gotta lure the teacher out the room in the beginning of the morning. You gotta go there at the beginning of the day when school first start. Don't try to go in between no periods, no none of that.
That's too much.
That is not too much. You're already at school.
That is true.
Walk to the teacher. God damn. Listen, they ain't gonna let y'all listen. I'm sorry. Today on this episode of Slow Burn, y'all ain't gonna learn how to steal no test. Dang, I can't even finish telling y'all how to steal it. You gotta walk up in there before class starts. You got to distract the teacher. I had two people. Somebody got to distract the teacher. You got to walk up in there acting like you're doing something. And it's right on your desk at the beginning. It's right on your desk. You take it. Sometimes it's filled out, but why would you take the one that's filled out? Because they don't know. Take an empty one. Go fill it out yourself. Or get the smart person to go fill it out. Boom. It's going to benefit them, too, because they're going to eventually have to take the test. Wouldn't you rather take the test and be able to take it in a timely manner and have all the answers? Exactly.
All right. Well, we're about to go on our break. See you back in a minute on BFAM 109.6.
By the way, that's genius.
It is.
It's absolute genius.
Thank you. I am a genius. Like, absolutely. You gotta get it how you get it. If you can't, if you're not that good in that subject, why are you gonna sit there and struggle? And why are you gonna sit there?
All the tables I walked by in school.
Right. That's all. I'm like, what
is that shit?
My ass is
loud. I was a smart kid. You know how long?
No one.
Period.
Do you know, how much money I lost in high school? I was that smart kid.
Listen.
All we had to do is get a copy of that. I could have hooked everybody.
Everybody. But the thing about it is, a smart kid had a crush on me, so I said, Philip.
Well, so then I copped one for the hot girl. I still can't.
You gonna shout him out, Philip?
Everybody fuck with Philip, though. Everybody fuck with Philip to this day.
We're
still talking about. I gotta find out.
That's your job.
I gotta think of this because I used to know everybody last name. I'm sure one of my classmates did because we talk about it often. How we used to steal, and I'm like, bro, Philip, he got the job done every time. He was so smart. I'm like, bro,
who's coming in?
Okay.
Nice. No, we're coming at 10:38, but it's not on the paper. Because you can't have a break from 10:35 to 10:45.
Yeah.
We're coming at 10:37 and then we're going to go till the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if they have a sub on test day, that's the dumbest thing. I'd be like, bro, is this set up?
You're coming in this time?
BB, welcome back to the Slow Burn on BFAM 109.6. All right, today we are going to be talking about best friends. I know it seems a little weird to be talking about your best friend if they ain't in the room, but this is an enlightening moment. We ain't talking bad. We talking all great things like you and your baddest bitch or your best nigga, whatever y'all like to do together. What y'all bond over, anything. So, Ro, kick us off with this.
Okay, so everyone knows I call my besties sisters because, you know, I don't really call friends, but my sisters, we pretty much, well, I'm the one that does the different thing than they do. So we pretty much, we chill and we drink. We like to drink, really. Tequila, tacos, that's our thing, like, even though I'm vegan, I just be eating veggie tacos and beans and burritos, but and they got steak and shrimp, and I be like, well, actually, I be eating shrimp sometimes, so I'm pescatarian.
How long have you been vegan?
I'm pescatarian.
Well, how long have you been vegan?
It's been a while now. Like, honestly, 7 years? 7 years.
I used to be a pescatarian.
Really? Yeah. What happened? Why you stopped?
I wanted some chicken.
See, this is how, with my best friends, this is how some energy they will be going. This is it.
I did four years. That's really good, though.
I did cold turkey,
and I did it on 4th of July,
bro.
I did
it too. So bad. Why did I choose that day?
My friend. That was to test my, how strong I was.
Yeah, and you passed.
You did too. Listen.
That's crazy. That's how I was at work. I'm not stopping eating anything else, but I stopped eating.
You don't eat bacon?
No, I started back. Like, very recent, like, the
past month, maybe.
It's okay.
I really wanted some bacon because
it's a turkey bacon.
No,
it ain't the same. It's
good,
but it ain't the same.
It's not the same.
I know, but you gotta. You said you don't eat no pork.
I will get all those. What did it say? Bacteria and mites or whatever.
Ew. Well, sorry.
My stomach is strong. I have a strong stomach. Okay.
That is so nasty.
I have a strong stomach.
I do eat a lot regardless, but
did you feel sluggish when you was eating the pork again after?
Yeah, all that salt.
Not really. I smoked too much weed to know.
I smoked weed too, but I was feeling
This is an uncensored show.
I just have to make sure.
Say it and I'll ask.
So, but no, I was feeling sluggish after I started back eating.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my body feel bad.
Do you have friends that around you that are the same?
No.
You gotta hold friends accountable. That's why I'm like, I don't distance from friends, but I'm still around them, but it's like, I can't really be around y'all because I know y'all partaking in activities I can't indulge in.
My best friend, she only eats like turkey and stuff. Well, I think she even cut turkey out.
She's probably trying to go vegan or pescatarian. I
ain't with it.
Best friend. I'm going to come over and talk to you because you need some love. Because he's talking about him. I ain't with it. Listen. Yeah. But that means she going to have the whole house like just pescatarian, no other food. Oh,
basically.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
But it's okay. I just go to my parents' house and eat all
the pork. He got pork over there.
Eat all the pork.
That is so funny.
You guys so cute.
What are you and your best friends together, Bree? Do you have any best friends? Like, fuck hoes.
I have friends, yes I do. And I love my friends very much. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't have no main best friend. My friends are my family. Love everybody the same. And that's just, I don't got no right.
That's real.
But with my friends, I do different stuff. You know, they are different. I don't really hang out with them as like
a collective. Yeah. It's not everybody get along.
It's not that they won't get along.
Who's your 2 a.m. friend? Everybody got a 2 a.m. friend.
The question can be answered in so many ways.
I mean, it could be male, could be female, but you know, 2 a.m. friend.
If I'm in jail at 2 a.m. or if I need to be at 2 a.m.
My daughter, Genty, she's a fur baby.
That's real.
I love her. I love going to home to her.
That's my real best friend. Shout out to my dog, Nugget. I love him.
What kind of dog you got?
He's a Yorkie Poo.
Oh my gosh, I want to meet him.
He's so adorable.
You like dogs?
I love him. Okay.
I think I'm still heartbroken from my dog was up. Kidnapped, I guess, for me.
Kidnapped?
Yeah, the owner took her from me. Well, I guess you
the
child,
owner
child
took
child
her
now.
From
the dog. He had joint custody of the baby.
Wait!
So he got me the dog.
You gotta get back.
No, what was the name of that? Me and this person was in a relationship. I was like the owner, but we was in a relationship. We had a dog, and then we broke up. He was like, I'm taking my dog.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's how you feel. Okay.
All right, well, fuck him.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I don't really want to get attached back to a dog name anymore because I feel like I might be heartbroken.
What was his name?
The dog name was Brandy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I named her Brandy. Because she looked like. Okay. I was an alcoholic at one point in time in life, y'all. God saved me from that. But I really wanted to drink, like, as soon as I woke up. And then.
What did you
drink? Well, I drink more. Whatever. Whatever was there. And I was at the liquor store early at 6 a.m. wanted to get more.
Did you taste it, though?
Like, probably most of the time, probably not.
That's why, that's one of the main reasons why I just be like, you know what? I drink a mixed drink, but like shots, I really be like trying to burn from because it just tastes so
good. Yeah. So, I mean, I think I started drinking brandy, cognac, all them whiskey.
I'm not a huge drinker.
I used my body to all of that early. And then I started drinking tequila. Now I just like tequila.
I like tequila. I drink tequila. Yeah. That's why we use like tequila and tacos.
Yeah, that's me. That's my vibe. Tequila vibe. And I smoke. I'm a smoker too. So it's like tequila
you
vibe.
Smoke weed?
Mary.
Tequila Mary.
That's all I need.
Oh, I smoke with my friends. I be smoking with my friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think, did y'all meet a friend by smoking?
I met almost all of my friends by smoking weed.
I turned some of my friends into smokers. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that too. That too.
For each of you, who was the first person you smoked with when COVID came out?
When COVID?
You remember back in February of last, a year ago, and they said, hey, COVID's out, and you rolled your first one. Who did you actually share your first smoke with?
My bae. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been my Friday at the time. Yeah.
Was it right after?
It was literally right. Probably during.
During.
At the start of it. Like,
it's funny how the 420 community didn't do any kind of social distancing.
No social
I thought about it every time, but it was always too late. My mouth was already on the blunt. So I was like, damn, I don't know if I got it.
I mean, I started like lighting it.
Yeah, because
I was
trying to burn it.
That was all of your fingers.
And you're in a circle of people and you're passing around, somebody coughs. You think they had COVID?
But no, I was very cautious of who I smoke with, though. I only smoke with like three people.
That's true.
People.
I was my brother. I think I was cautious too. I didn't smoke with just anybody. Like it was a while before I went over anyone's house for real.
Yeah, that part for sure. Like me, you were together when they were shutting us down.
Yeah, we were.
That was so annoying. Like y'all trying to hold us like in a hostage mode. I didn't like that. Like I had to be in the house like 9 p.m. Like who does that? People get off. I get off work at 9, so how am I gonna get to the crib at 9? So
as long as dope, I was an essential worker. We're all right.
I don't think I was essential.
I was essential. I was essential.
I was out. I was right.
Every day.
I used that to listen. It was no traffic. I was chilling. I was smoking in my car. I'm going to the grocery store. They say you can go to the grocery store. They say you can get gas. They said you can go to Walgreens. I was couponing at Walgreens in my meantime. I make a little pit stop, you know, every now and then to the parking lot. I want to go to, but this bitch ain't going to
nowhere.
All right. So we are going to do a review, a music review.
Yay.
Could you play the song for me, sir? Everybody know about Doja Cat.
I think I'm crazy. I have heard.
I like this song because of TikTok, actually. I know one part. I know the TikTok part.
All right. So that's our song. We're going to do our music review, and I'm pretty sure everybody's heard the song. So, Bree, what did you think of the song? Did you like any interesting verses, any interesting parts that stood out to you, like Megan's verse or Doja's verse?
Honestly, I've only listened to it once, so I really don't. I don't remember like that. But like I said, I do like the TikTok part.
The TikTok part.
That's my favorite. Baby, I'm a new seatbelt and I've had it.
Yeah, that's the only catchy part. For me.
Yeah, I like that part.
I think I had to listen to it another time.
Could you play Megan's part?
That's what I was about to say. I probably need to.
Those did a great job.
Hear her again.
Keep talking about it.
Because I was like one of those, I hear it, but then I was like, okay, I should just ask
what's
the
end
to hear Megan.
To hear Megan. Mm-hmm. But no lie, Doja did a good job too when she came in. Doja's very talented.
She is.
She's very talented.
She is very talented.
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
She's a little weird, but I love
her.
Can you tell me the words we're looking for?
She's creative. She's creative.
Yeah, she is. Her performance, what was that?
What words am I looking for? Like, give me a line. I guess I'm mute. But I have it out here. I can only play 22 seconds at a time, so.
I don't know any of them.
Shit.
How about we just bounce around?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. It's close to the end. It's like maybe 45 seconds.
Well, that's the chorus. That's the chorus. No, we'll go right there. I got it. Basically, it says, can you stay up all night, fuck me till the daylight, 34, 35. What's 34, 35? Wait, 24 hours a day.
It means 69. Like, give me 69. She basically.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. Damn. How did you miss it? How did you miss it?
I've been looking at that song all day trying to figure out that shit.
That is a really nice picture of her.
I know.
I've never seen that before.
How about
I think somebody created it. She said, rock you like a baby. Rock you like a baby.
Rock you.
It's the remix, right?
Oh, no, it's not. Is she only on a remix?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the remix right there.
I don't think it is.
What's she saying? She's saying, you already told her.
Y'all can make it up.
She said, I know.
Rock it like a baby, but I know I'm about to keep doing it. Yeah. But yeah, did y'all see her birthday shoot though? It was really nice.
Mm.
Megan's birthday shoot. You saw it?
I haven't really been on
I know why, but
Ooh, that's cute.
And this is actually for one of the little videos that she did. And she was it's not her birthday shoot, it was for the music video Crybaby, I believe. But she posted a post.
When are they gonna
tomorrow.
That's really cute. I'm gonna see
it comes out tomorrow.
I hate when the
I hope it's released after midnight though, so I can, I'm already up, so might as well watch it.
I don't never listen, I love music videos, but like as far as songs and like albums and stuff, I don't really listen to them right when they come out. I wait a little bit for like the hype.
Yeah, that's the same.
I do that with shows.
I don't want nobody to like sway my, because people be talking about it. And I don't want to like get somebody's opinion in my head and be like, yeah, they was worried about this part. And there's nothing wrong or like.
Yeah.
The crazy thing, real quick,
I wasn't a really big Roddy Ricch fan. I really kind of didn't know who he was before 2020 had hit. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was hearing his music. I knew of him or whatever, but it wasn't like that. And then I seen a lot of people talking about his album at the beginning of 2020, and I was just like, I'm going to check it out. And some people said, I sound like Thug. It sound like Future. It sound like that. I listen to that shit every day. Every single day. If you can think, if you woke up that day and blinked your eyes, I listen to that album every day. Every day.
Box.
I listen to that song like 20 times a day. 20 times a day.
It's a great, great workout song.
Listen.
You only understand what she means if you understand music and everything that was really put in place with this man's artistry. You have to understand it, like
from top to
the production.
Bottom, like
amazing. Same thing with Pop Smoke production on his album.
Amazing. I haven't listened to that fully. Somebody asked me how I listened to that. I need to listen. I like a lot of songs. My favorite is
Did you let it ride? Roll you one and let it ride.
Okay. Well, we thank you for coming in today to be with us here thank on Soul Burn. We'll be back on BFAM 109.6.
Yeah, 4 minutes, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It just says 10:55, prepared to go out.
No, I was putting his message wrong.
My bad. So,
thank you guys for tuning in. This is our show, Slow Burn. I'm Ro, Queen Ro. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Nat Beauty, which is NATBEAUTI, and also at Sponsored by Ro, Sponsored by Ro, and then I'll follow BFAM for 109.6. Also, follow her once again on Instagram, which I'll transfer on
Brianna Saquon, BRIANASAQUAN on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. Find me on there and be on the lookout. New music coming soon. Even if you're not on the lookout, you're going to see it because it's going to hit you in the face. So, boom, there it is.
Real quick, I would love to see some visuals. That's all. I would love it.
And not listen.
It would be amazing.
And this year, I'm not going to be long, but I shot a video before. It really didn't turn out how I wanted to. I did it for the song I had with Mikey, the No Fake Love.
Yes.
I have a video for that. I can show you that after this.
Okay.
I think I have another song. I'm not sure. But if I don't, I can
see. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the Slow Burn on 109.6, BFAM 109.6. I'm AK.
I'm Queen Rose.
And I am Brianna Saquon.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram. We did continue to